ॐ ध्यायामो धवलावकुण्डलवतीं तेजोमयीं नष्टिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्। We are currently discussing the 113th shloka of a Paroksha Anubhuti. Siddham yat sarva bhutadi vishwadishthanam avyayam yasmin siddha samavishtah tadvai siddhasanam viduh. So after speaking about asanam, as to what is the sadhana of asanam, asanam, sukham and ajasram, sukena ajasram brahma chintanam, remembering or contemplating Brahman, always concentrating on Brahman, and when the concentration is sukham, is without any trouble, without any pain, and ajasram, when it is without any breakage or break, then it is called asanam. That is the sadhana of asanam. And in yoga shastram as well as hatha yogam speak about different asanas. Like a lot of asanas are mentioned in the yoga shastram. So one of the main asanas that is accepted or that is mentioned in the yoga shastram is siddhasanam. So it is siddhasanam. It is like the asana or that position which like is used by siddhas or realized people, you can call, or yogis. So there are like two asanas that are very popular, very common with with yogis as well as jnanis. So one is Padmasanam, which we all are quite familiar with, and the other one which is quite popular again is Siddhasanam. So Siddhasanam as per the Yoga Shastram is almost like Ardha Padmasanam, but keeping the right feet in between, the gap between the thigh and the calf of the left leg. So the right feet should be almost touching the genital position. So it denotes control. It denotes control of sense organs, and in particular control of sexual passion. So sexual passion as well as tongue and the organ of procreation, those are considered to be the toughest organs to conquer. So it's very easy to conquer a lot of things. A person might be learning Vedantam using like control over his eyes as to what he is seeing, whatever he is viewing, etc. But when it comes to eating something, so people will go to Amma's program, they will enjoy the discourses of Amma, discourses of Swamiji, bhajans, get Amma's darshan, and finally when it comes to eating something, then they'll say, oh, the food was okay, it was not that good. There were only South Indian food. I don't like South Indian food. I like a lot of roti and other things. So that was not there, so it wasn't good. The tea that I had, it was a kind of watery. It wasn't good at all. So when it comes to food, we forget Vedantam. we forget the scriptural truth that we have been learning, that we should control our senses. So we completely or entirely forget it. So that is one of the organ which is very tough to control. Similar is sexual passion as well. Sorry. It may not be that tough for, probably for Indians, but still it is the same for everyone. Like, people here are quite used to having relationships, having affairs and all. But it's the same case with Indians or any place, any person. Like, it's very easy to get sexual thoughts, and therefore it's like it's one of the organ which is very tough to control. So it's very easy to get deluded or get overpowered by the organ of tongue or the sexual passion. So these are both of these organs are the toughest to control. And like taste also, we may be able to control to an extent, but controlling sexual passion thoughts is very tough. And therefore, like, Siddhasanam is the asanam which denotes a siddha state, that state wherein he has controlled or he has achieved control or he is trying to control sexual passion. Therefore, it's one of the asanas. People who can do Padmasana and who cannot do Padmasana, both, like, lot of people are used to Siddhasanam because it denotes control of one's passions. So it is one of the, we can say it is like, it's also like easier than Padmasana, therefore a lot of people do it, and it also denotes much more than Padmasana for normal people. Therefore, Shankara in the 113th shloka discusses about Siddhasanam, one of the most famous and one of the most sought after asan, which denotes control, which is in Yoga Shastram. Siddhasanam denotes control over one's senses, whereas in Vedantam, Siddhasanam would mean that being in the state of a Siddha, being like a Siddha, or a person when he is a Siddha. So asanam means having the thought of Brahman, Siddhasanam means having the thought of Brahman like Siddhas do. So what does Shankara say? Yasmin, in which state, Siddhaha samavishtaha, in that state wherein Siddhas are there, in which state or thought, so asanam means having the thought of Brahman, means Siddhasanam means having the thought of Siddhas, or not thought of Siddhas, but the thought that Siddhas have. So yasmin Siddhaha samavishtaha, in that thought, in that object, in which Siddhas are established, tadvai Siddhasanam viduhu, that alone is called Siddhasanam. And what is that state? What is that state or that thought maintained by the Siddhas? Siddham yat sarva bhutadi vishva adishtanam avyayam. Siddham means well established. So Siddhasanam, we can interpret Siddhasanam as per Shankara in two ways. One is having the thought that Siddhas maintain, or having the thought of that which is ever established. And what is that which is ever established? And what is established? Yat sarva bhutadi vishva adishtanam. Yat adishtanam, that which is the adishtanam, that which is the substratum. Substratum of what? Sarva bhutadi vishva. So sarva bhutadi vishvasya adishtanam, that which is the adishtanam, substratum of all beings of the world, that means the entire world itself. So that which is the essence, that which is the chaitanyam, that which is the consciousness, that which is the light, that which is the existence or the conscious or sentient principle behind all objects of the world and avyayam, it is immutable. Immutable means it is without any change. It is without any change or modification. That means it is ajam amaram, means it is without any birth, it is without any death as well. That means it is nityam, it is eternal. So that eternal substratum, siddham, yet sarvabhutadi vishwa adhishtanam avyayam siddham. So if we can interpret siddham as established, we can interpret in different other ways as well. So having the thought, having that, the thought about Brahman being the eternal substratum of the beings, the various beings of the world are eternal substratum of the world itself. And that means it is siddham, it is well established as well. And that thought is being maintained by siddhas, by realized or enlightened masters. And having that thought, having the thought of ever established Brahman is siddhasanam. So asanam is thought about Brahman. Brahman, okay, ultimate reality of Brahman, Sachidananda Swarupa Brahman, that I am. Having that thought is asanam, whereas knowing not or contemplating not only on Brahman but contemplating on Jagan Mithya as well is siddhasanam. So we can say asanam is always thinking that Advitiya Brahman alone is real, focusing only on Brahma Satyam, whereas siddhasanam means focusing on ever established Brahman, which is the substratum of the world, means focusing on Jagan Mithya as well. And siddham, siddham means it is ever established. That is why they are called siddhas. Siddhas are people who know the siddha vastu. Siddham means like that vastu which need not be proved, which is already there, which need not be proved, which is ever present. That means that entity which is experienced by all and doesn't need any particular proof. Oh, if Brahman is Nitya Siddham, means ever established, it doesn't need any proof, then why are you giving proof? Then why did Shankara give proof? That proof was only for a person who has forgotten his own nature, who is in Ajnanam. Even as a person who has forgotten his very nature, the doctor will come and tell, okay, selective amnesia or amnesia, you are so and so. It is well established that he is so and so. He doesn't need any proof that he is so and so. Yet, he is given proof because he has forgotten. And that, for in this case, the forgetting or a person has forgotten because of ajnanam or ignorance. Oh, does that mean ignorance is real? Does that mean like the person has really forgotten? No, not at all, because ajnanam is also not real. It is like the dream world. We are dreaming and we suddenly wake up and realize that I am not that. So while we are dreaming, we are somebody else. We go enter into dream and we imagine that we are Bill Gates and we are enjoying all the pleasures of life. All of a sudden we wake up. While we were dreaming, even while we were dreaming, though we were ignorant of our nature and think considering ourselves as Bill Gates, even during that time, ajnanam or the ignorance or the superimposition that I am Bill Gates and not so and so, that also was illusory, that was not real. During that time, during the time when a person is under that particular illusion, it seems to be real. Once he wakes up, it becomes unreal. So similarly, ajnanam also, when a person is under the influence of ajnanam, ajnanam is real. Once you wake up, you'll realize that there never was any ignorance. Ignorance only seemed to be there. It is only seemingly appearing ignorance. Ignorance is also as unreal as the world. So therefore, Brahman is Nitya Siddham. It is ever established. We never doubt our own existence. We may doubt Shankara. We may doubt Madhva, we may doubt even Lord Krishna as well, we may doubt. Yet, there is only one thing which we cannot doubt. There's only one thing which is beyond doubt, and that is one's nature of self. That is what we call as self, I, or aham, what we call as aham. That is beyond any doubt. But when doubt or like confusion creep in, when we equate this aham to either the jiva or the sakshi or the deha, or that jiva which is indifferent from Brahman, or that jiva which is different from Brahman, that jiva which is an amsham of Brahman, that jiva which is a part of Brahman, and all those things. But nobody has confusion about aham. There cannot be any confusion to the I. And that this I is the self. That is what we are ignorant of. We should say partly proof of our own existence. Brahman is partly proved by our own experience, and partly it is veiled by ignorance. So it is, Brahman is partly proved through the I, which is ever there, which is beyond any doubt, and partly it is veiled by ignorance. That ignorance which doesn't equate this I with chit. That ignorance which veils this I, or like veils the reality that this I is consciousness. That which causes a superimposition of this I with the body, the mind, and all illusory things. So Siddhasanam is when a person is focusing, concentrating on the ever-established self, ever-established Brahman, as the substratum of the illusory world. So it is a substratum of the changing illusory world, yet it by itself is unchanging and eternal. So it is not like a normal worldly example of a substratum and an illusion. But the substratum of Brahman is ever present. It is unchanging, whereas the world is changing. So we can consider it like the dreamer, the substratum of dreamer, in which the illusion of dream world appears. So it is the unchanging eternal substratum. That means it alone is present. The objects of the world, sarva bhutadi vishva adishthanam. So all the beings, ahamatma gudakecha sarva bhutashaya stitaha ahamadishcha madhyamcha bhutanam antayevacha. O Arjuna, ahamatma gudakesha, I am the secret indwelling self of all beings, sarva bhuta ashaya stitaha, inside all beings. Ahamadishcha madhyamcha bhutanam antayevacha, I am the starting, middle and end of all beings in the world. So there are many other Shruti Vakyam which speaks about Brahman as the substratum of all beings. So whatever Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Hriddeshe Arjuna Tishtati. So there are many other Vakyam which speaks about Hridayam, or the essence of all beings, as Brahman. So contemplating on Brahman, contemplating on that Brahman which is the substratum, which is the essence of all beings, all illusory objects, all illusory names and forms, is Siddhasanam. And a person who is in Siddhasanam, he is a Siddha. So if we have to be Siddhas, if we want to become Siddhas, if we are striving to become Siddhas, then we should compulsorily follow Siddhasanam. What is the purpose of being a Siddha? What is the use of being a Siddha? A Siddha might not be fully realized yet. A Siddha is a person who has the Siddhi. Siddha is a person who has Siddhi. So generally Siddhas, in worldly definition, Siddhas are people who have various powers or Siddhis. But the greatest Siddhi of all powers is the power of bliss or happiness. So a Siddha is a person who has the power of happiness. Though he may not be completely realized, though he may not be a Jivan Mukta or a Mahatma, yet he will have access to Anandam. Even as worldly siddhas will have access to power, though they may not possess the power always, they may use it at their will. Similarly, a siddha is a person. A Vedantic siddha is a person who has access to Anandam. Any moment he can go into Anandam. He may fall down, yet the moment he recollects, he will again go into Anandam. So, if we want Anandam, we want to be siddhas, possessing the siddhi of Anandam, then we have to follow siddhasanam regularly. And that is another of the sadhana, one of the sadhana that Shankara gave. So asanam is something very important, but siddhasanam is still more important. So we can also, though asanam and siddhasanam are a bit different, yet we can consider asanam as a special, siddhasanam as a special asanam. So it is not contemplation of merely Brahman, but Jagan Mithyatvam as well. And we are striving to be siddhas. We are trying to follow the asanam that siddhas follow, which means we are trying to be siddhas, thereby trying to always have Anandam. And this is another sadhana. So either a normal asanam of always contemplating on Brahman, or siddhasanam means contemplating of on Brahman, ever established Brahman as a substratum of the world, which means it is not merely that, but it is sukham and ajasra chintanam as well. So whatever Shankara defined asanam previously, that applies here as well, that it should be sukhena and ajasram. It should be easily, person effortlessly, a person should be able to follow it, and he should be able to continuously maintain it. We'll continue with the next sadhana in the next day. Hari Om.